Thank you, Pastor John, for inviting me to share with you in English. Although my English isn't fluent, I saw this as a wonderful opportunity to have fellowship with you in the Lord. So I boldly accepted that. I'm not here to preach a sermon, but simply to share some of my real life experiences walking with God over this past years. I hope this can serve as a reference and encouragement for you or to you. Well, like Pastor John just mentioned, we came from Taiwan, and we have 5 months and a half itinerary laid out. In May, we left Taiwan, and during that time, I was 88 years old. But a couple of weeks, when I stepped into the States, I became 89 now.
Wow.
Years ago, when I turned 60, my children and the church family celebrated my birthday. I knew that in 5 years, I would retire. So I joyfully began planning my ideal retirement life. At the time, I was pastoring a church in Fortland, California, and I found a retirement community nearby that offered many, many activities designated for seniors, like clubs and sports facilities, and especially tennis court and a golf courts. What caught my attention most was the golf. 18 holes only just cost me $7. I imagined buying a camper van, and whenever we miss our children, we would drive to visit them, taking our time, enjoying the scenery, facing by the water and eating fresh seafood, playing sports, and living a relaxed and pressure-free life. We would stay with each children for 2 months, enjoy family time, and then move on to the next. Why only 2 months per household? Because our children have jobs, families, and kids to care for. They are busy, and we didn't want to burden them too much. We have 5 children. As a pastor, I often encourage believers to pray. And, of course, I pray too. I ask the Lord, before I retired, is there anything you will want me to finish? I want to complete whatever He had entrusted to me. For years, I had led short-term mission trips to mainland China. After Deng Xiaoping's reforms, the door for gospel in China opened wider and wider. Every time we went, I was deeply moved by the people's hungry for God's word. After each training session, when I was turned to, uh, when I was time to return to the States. Local believers will line up to see us off, grabbing our hands with tears in their eyes, asking, when will you come back to help us again? During that season of retirement planning, these memories filled my mind. I began to wonder, was God calling me to spend my final working years helping believers in China? To confirm this, I contacted a missionary sending organization and spent 3 weeks in Hong Kong to explore and seek God's guidance. And later on, I took my wife to do the same thing. And with my wife's agreement, we continue to pray and sense that clearly that God was calling us to serve as missionaries before retirement. So we turned that conviction into action. At age of 61, we announced to our church that we would become missionaries. We asked their prayers and financial support, and we encourage others to join us in pioneering and planting seeds in China. The title of today's message is "The Sun is Glorious and Good Things Keep Coming." After become missionaries, how did God lead us? What happened? Well, first two pictures. Starting small in a facing village. We first rented a house in a small facing village called Zhengchuan. We began by making friends, starting with children. We offered musical lessons and educational activities, and gradually invited their parents to join us for home gathering. After a few years, as the number of attendees grew, we began meeting in the courtyard. Before the Cultural Revolution, Zhengchuan had already a church building, but it was taken over during that time. Together with local believers, we raised 660,000 RMB, to buy it back and renovate it into a worship space. By the time we moved in, over 100 people were gathered regularly. Okay. Next two pictures. Shoemakers and street evangelists. A group of young people in the village worked as a cobbler and a locksmith. Their only free time was after closing shop. So the meeting began at 10 p.m. Despite the late hour, they eagerly learned to sing hymns, study the Bible, and even perform biblical drama taught by my wife. These young people were lively and gifted. When their relatives at weddings or any celebrating happy days, or we have evangelistic outreach events, they play key roles. God used them to bless their families, relatives, and the communities. Years later, I preached in Tacoma, Washington, and a young man greeted us at the door. And he had been one of these children, just 6 or 7 years old, who used to welcome guests and listen attentively during our gatherings. Now he became an international student in the States. Now, in the 19th century, God used a shoemaker named Dal Moody to preach the gospel and teach the Bible and become famous evangelist. I believe God can also use Chinese cobblers to proclaim His good news for the kingdom. Now, next two pictures, building a new church. The small church here invited me to lead their first, from their church, first spiritual retreat. At the same time, they were fundraising to build a new church. The government had designated their area as a relocation site due to the Three Gorges Dam project and had allocated a hillside plot for the church. Now, in Xiamen, a business owner, grateful for our help with his or their employees, offered to buy a car for me. I told her there was a more urgent need with the church building. So she gave a sizable donation. With everyone working together, the new church was built. Next.
This one?
Yeah. Now, next three pictures. Worship in the heart. And one hot afternoon, we climbed the hill together in the small church. It was crowded and very uncomfortable. My wife led us outside to sing praise songs, and the atmosphere completely changed. Everyone was refreshed and energized. After the meeting, we passed a factory that had recently closed and was for sale. It was spacious, big enough for 200 through 300 people, about 4 or 5 times bigger than the old church. We stepped out in the faith and place a deposit. 6 months later, we complete the purchase. On the open days, the congregation joyfully welcome guests with drums and celebration. From that point on, next, God added many people to the church. Next two pictures, house churches in secret. Some house churches didn't want to register with the government, so they could only meet secretly in homes. This made it difficult to expand public prayers. These two pictures just show from different house churches in different locations. Now, next two pictures. Now, in Shandong, after a training session for dozens of pastors and church leaders, the host pastor asked me to stay one more day to hold an evangelistic meeting. I hesitated, wondering if the government would allow it. But he said, if you agree, we will take care of the rest. Well, around 6 a.m. On Monday morning, he called. Pastor King, the 2,000-seat church is already full. I asked, isn't that meeting at 9 o'clock? He replied, people started arriving at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. We drove to the venue and we saw groups of people walking, biking, even humper-to-humper traffic. One of our team members joked, they are all coming to our meeting. And we all laughed. How could we know that? But when we arrived, it was true. The church was packed. And another 3,000 people were outside. Volunteers owing volunteers borrow brakes from the nearby kin so people could set. Well, in the United States, we have air-conditioned buildings with soft chairs and empty seats. In Shandong, people sit on hard bricks under the blazing sun. Before the meeting, our team prayed. One of the sisters began to wail, crying out, Lord, who are we? How can we meet these people's needs? Holy Spirit, please work. We all cry. They hunger for God's word deeply moved our hearts. We split into two teams. My wife led worship and testimony team outside while I was preaching inside. Now, when the time to sweet, but there was no place for me to stand. Eventually, they left me onto the roof of the church so that crowd could see the speaker. Okay. Next three pictures. Legacy of building. In one, this first photo in red dress. Was Mrs. Torres.
She's a wife.
Yeah, Torres's wife. Yeah. She is standing in front of the church where she was born. And it had become shaky and quite old, that church. She wanted it to torn down and rebuilt. So she donated $50,000 to start the project. When she became seriously ill in Hawaii, we visited her and she asked Mrs. Ting and me to care for and help that church. After she passed away, we took a responsibility with the united efforts of the church. We have the new building was completed. We held several days of training and equipping church workers, leaders. And a year later, another revival meeting was held. Even pastors and leaders from nearby churches came up to build up together. Now next to pictures. Family called to mission. In 2003, our youngest daughter, Amy, and her family came to Xiamen. Her husband, Luke, was born in Hong Kong and raised in France. He came to China to study Mandarin. Amy taught American law in English at Xiamen University's law school. They also hosted students in their home to learn English and hear the gospel. More and more young people, intellectual young people, came to hear the gospel. After a year, many had came to faith. And they didn't want to leave. So Amy and Luke extended their stay. Even more people believed. Moved by the Holy Spirit, Amy gave up her legal career. And Luke left his engineering job at IBM. They decided to become missionaries. God gave them a building to start, a burden to start a branch ministry in Xiamen. In the 20 years since, they've seen over 20,000 non-believers passing through their outreaches, hearing the gospel for the first time. They also discipled hundreds of young adults and started a training center. Eventually, around 40 young professionals quit their jobs and to be trained, and they have six pastors ordained who now is running three churches focused on discipleship in Xiamen area. Of course, of those who graduate, some have gone beyond China to serve in the United States or in Australia. We have five children, for getting retirement. My wife and I originally planned to serve in China for 5 years before returning to the States. But once we arrived in the mission field, we forgot about retirement and even forgot about time. The needs were so great and the Macedonians' call was so urgent that we stayed for over 23 years in China. During these years, I have learned a few things to share with you. First, the sunset years are beautiful, free and rich, but short.
Yeah.
Yet if we place them in God's hand, He can extend them and use His power through us to accomplish unimaginable things. Offering ourselves, our money, our time, our gifts, our energy to God is never a loss. It is a real opportunity. God's power and abundant love flow through us, bless many. The Proverbs chapter 11 verse 24 and 25 says, one gives freely, it grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should give, and only suffer one. Whosoever bring blessings will be enriched, and one who water will himself be watered. Now this is true, very true. God's gift are like fertilizer. They must be scattered to be useful, like cement. They must be used in time, or they harden and become useless. While we are healthy and have opportunity, let us use God's gift well. So when we meet the Lord, we will heal. His word said, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. When we care about God's work, it cares, or He cares about ours, including our family, our children. We have five children, and all of them just give their life and their effort for the Lord. And For over 20 years, we have proclaimed the virtue of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. We have experienced great joy and satisfaction and seen that our God is real, living, and does wondrous things. He has allowed us to help build churches and raise up many, many vessels for His glory. What He planned had led us into far exceeded anything we could have hoped for. Well, let us ponder the word on the 2 Corinthians chapter 9, 6, 8 through 11. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whosoever sows generously will also reap generously. And God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you are abundant in every good work. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generously on every occasion and through us. Your generous will result in thanking to God. Well, Pastor come up to lead us in prayer.